Bruchim Aboim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilige Zera Shimshin. We dedicate today's shir to our exclusive host, Matzav. May they continue to be marbe kevod shamayim le'orech yamim tovim mitoch hachava. Our shir begins. We know that the korbanos would be mechaper. They would atone for the averis that were done unintentionally. However, we know that there was a certain point in time, Rashi tells us in Kiddushin, that Klal Yisrael had done averis, and the Beis HaMikdash was taken from them. The reason is because it was mechaper. However, the Zera Shimshon asked the question, we can understand that we needed to have a kapara, so Hashem removed from us the Beis HaMikdash, took it away. But how is it possible? Because when a person would do averis, they would no longer be able to bring the korbanos, those korbanos that helped us achieve atonement, that gained for us slich and kapara. The Zera Shimshon comments that we have to understand, why is it that the korbanos are only operative when a person did something by mistake? When an individual does an avera, so they weaken the kesher between the Ribbono Shel Olam, between Hashem and the individual. The word korban comes from the word karev, which means close. That is when a person does an avera by mistake and they feel bad about it and they wish to fix that particular avera, to rectify it, and to become closer to Hashem. The way that the Yetzer Hara works is it tries to get a person to do something small, minor. Once they do something minor, then the Yetzer tries to up the game and get the person to do something more and more and more. Until an individual is doing major chatoim, chas v'shalom. Hashem Yisbarach gave the Beis HaMikdash to Klal Yisrael. So when the Yetzer Hara begins to try to work on a person, they will have the pathway to bring korbanos, to rectify the situation, and to become close again to Hashem. That is when a person does the avera unintentionally. However, there was a point where Klal Yisrael had crossed over the boundary and began to do averas intentionally. Once they were no longer interested in doing true tshuva, so the korbanos would not be able to help them, it was at that point that the Beis HaMikdash was taken away. The great Tzar Shalom once said about his famous Beis HaKnesses, our shul is going to be one of the most beautiful shuls in Yerushalayim. The Kohen Gadol, when he is ready to do his avodah, will have to pass through the pathway of our shul. Rabbi Yisachar Daiv said to him, however, you can't make a kapandria, you can't make a shortcut through the shul, so how will it be? The Tzar Shalom answered him, the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash will be so great that there will be a heter to pass through the shul in order to go to the Beis HaMikdash. May we soon witness the Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi b'mheira v'yomeinu. We will continue tomorrow, Bezuz Hashem, with our shir in the Zera Shimshon.